Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is the Savvy Retiree, welcoming you retirees to my blog talk, and I'm happy that you're here. I have a subject today that many of you should be very interested in or may have experienced, and I know myself it has been a challenge. Retirement has been a challenge in many ways. I'm sure each of us have had to deal with different situations and circumstances. Many are happy, you know, to face the future of retirement. Some of us are put in this situation not through our planning, but we're just thrown into it unexpectedly, which was my situation. I was our company's downsized. In 2010, I was laid off, and I was only almost 55. I was 54, going to be 55 at the time. I am now, 8 years later, and not quite 8 years. I was maybe six years later. And I can tell you at this point that this journey has been a challenge. It has been absolutely overwhelming. The beginning of the journey was overwhelming. The number of decisions and choices that you are faced with is incredible. Things that you just took for granted on a daily basis, going through your routine. Life is not routine anymore. You have to be really thinking about your life. You start a lot about your life. And it is not something anyone else can really help you with. When I was laid off, they offered, you know, career counseling and job placement. That was absolutely, I got maybe enough information out of the introductory class to be able to function in the unemployment world. So the first challenge I faced was unemployment. And after working 30s, I was not used to being unemployed at all. The world of job searching had become just incredibly crowded because there were so many people laid off at that time in 2010. I was on sort of like the end of the major wave of destruction that occurred with 2008. And so I was very frustrated, very, very desperate. In the beginning, I was desperate to find work. I've got to get a job. I've got to find a job. Now, I do have my real estate license. So this is in California. I have a real estate license. And I thought, well, this might be a good time for me to try this out. So I went to a local senior living community, and I spoke to one of the brokers at the entrance to this community, and he let me work in his office just to see if I could produce anything for him. I wasn't really employed by him, but it was to give me experience. And it was a learning experience. I loved it. I loved, you know, showing people property and you know, just familiar with how people live in retirement. And it was, the community I was working at was very small. It was small. It was old, very old, but in an area that's very expensive, right by the ocean, right in an extremely metropolitan area that's just really primo property. And the gentleman who created this community, had it planned very nicely for seniors. It's one of the only communities in Southern California, one of the original. And people think that this is probably the only thing that's around for seniors. Because when you first enter into retirement living, you think, well, gosh, you know, where do senior people live? I mean, California is very expensive. We could not afford to live there without working. And so I got to thinking, well, maybe I could buy a place in here in this community. But when you saw the condition of these were HUD houses built like army barracks with no insulation. They were just basic, like, seriously, military housing, like mobile home, just old residential buildings. They had not upgraded to any real level of modernization. How much can you upgrade after 50 years? I mean, they just people would come in and they'd keep churning through. Same property, though. Nothing was ever really modernized. So I really thought, no, I don't think this is going to be where I want to live. So that was my greatest challenge, to decide what in the heck am I going to do about living. I couldn't take the stairs in our condo anymore. There was no one around during the day. It was just very frustrating. I would search on the internet for work. I would search on the internet for homes to live. And we did some, you know, exploratory trips in California and Nevada. And we'd been to other states to check out real estate. And we just couldn't see anything that was really up to the modern level of what we were looking for. So I can only say that this was my challenge, and this was probably the biggest. And once we located our current community that we live in, we had to make some serious decisions about, is it worth it? Is it worth it? Is it worth it to up and relocate clear across the country to be in a place that's much more modern, much more affordable, and has a lot of seniors? And after visiting the community we live in now, called The Villages, Florida, we were sold. So the challenge that came after this was relocating here. But keep in mind, after there was a long period of time before we got to this point, it was a transition period that was just really created insecurity. It created a lot of stress, a lot of stress. So those of you who are struggling with stress through this retirement transition, in the beginning, don't feel like it's just you, that you're going crazy. It's not just you. A lot of us know how difficult it can be. Some people just stay where they are. They have their friends and family around them, and they just have their house paid off, and they're comfortable where they are. Maybe down the road, things will change for them, which happens a lot. But for me, it was I need to make a decision. I need to get myself situated for the future, because I wasn't having a future with jobs. There was no future. Nobody's going to hire me at my age at doing anything like I had done in the past. I couldn't handle a heavy-duty workload. My health had suffered a lot by the time I was kicked out the door. The stress, did you right now, to end this episode, is please don't give up. Please don't get discouraged. We can help you through it. I encourage you to call in. Anytime you want to talk to me, please call in. Please call in the show. You can reach me on 619-924-0808. I am the Savvy Retiree, and I definitely look forward to hearing from you and talking with you. Please watch the website, the site, to find out when each episode will run. I know it's not a regular schedule just yet, but I do want you to know that this show is to help you overcome whatever challenges you might have during this retirement, and to let you know that you will be fine. You will be fine, and I'm here to help you. So for now, thank you for listening, and please, I look forward to being with you again. So for now, I'm signing off. This is the Savvy Retiree. Have a wonderful day.